title of this podcast is The Progressive Plan to Take Over the U.S. and Then the World. The author and speaker is Brad Frager.
Hello. Many have no idea of the progressive movement's endgame. They have been seduced by the fantasies that the progressives in Washington and the mainstream media have been filling their minds with for years. The end game is a world government ruled by progressive elites, convinced that they have been chosen to save humanity from the disaster of overpopulation and the devastation of catastrophic climate change. They believe that the immense dangers of overpopulation and catastrophic climate change are so awful, so devastating, that only a world government can enforce the regulations, rules, and laws needed to minimize the impact of these issues, other associated issues, world peace and world hunger, and of course, to keep us all safe. With COVID-19, these globalists have seized the moment and are using this crisis to convince many more people of the need for governmental control. Conservatives believe that a world government will only exacerbate these issues and cause even more problems. We believe that the human race is capable of resolving any issues related to the warming of the planet and the addition of millions of people. There will definitely be major challenges, but our, Homo sapiens, ability to adapt to changing environments and challenging situations will ultimately save the day. Panic around COVID-19 and catastrophic climate change has been fostered by progressive globalists and their propaganda machine, the mainstream media. This fear has been kindled for a nefarious reason: to make the people more compliant to a controlling government and ultimately to the Marxist socialist state, the wet dream of every progressive Democrat leader. The fact that the harsh, unreasonable rules and regulations around COVID-19 destroyed our economy was for progressives an added benefit, in that millions became more convinced that only a controlling central government could alleviate their suffering. In order to accomplish its goal, a world government would need complete control over everything, from the means of production and distribution to how we live our personal lives. This would include what foods you are allowed to eat. Foods designated as unhealthy will not be allowed. How many children you can have. The government will make this decision for you. How you will serve the state, your occupation, your place in society, and whether you are worthy of medical treatment. To quote Barack Obama,
maybe you're better off not having the surgery, but taking the painkiller.
In addition, a belief in any power higher than the central government will be either tightly controlled or not allowed. The new God will be the central government. Within the next generation, there will be the technological capability to know where you are, what you are doing, and how you are feeling 24/7. They will require that every human being be equipped with a computer chip that monitors bodily functions while pinpointing their exact location. Many will gladly accept the chip for the safety that it promises. Others will want no part of this government invasion into their personal lives. The government will quickly learn who they can easily control and who they must watch closely. We are no more than a generation from this becoming a reality if the progressives win. A major question is, will people put up with this level of control over their lives? A 2013 study regarding pathogens and authoritarianism found that people who are fearful tend to lean toward more controlling governments. They want leaders who will tell them what to do and when to do it, in order to be kept safe from the monsters they believe are under their beds. Currently, the significant monsters are COVID-19 and catastrophic climate change, but you can be sure that more monsters will raise their ugly heads. The people must be kept in a state of fear, totally dependent on the central government to meet all of their needs and keep them safe. When people give in to the fear and demand more and more control, they are trading their personal freedom and liberty for a false feeling of security. This is not an even trade, for the security they desire will be forever just around the corner. Benjamin Franklin said it best: those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. You will find globalists in every area of life, in every profession. These are individuals who either honestly believe there is a grave danger or see these issues as an opportunity to gain and retain wealth and power. To suggest that doctors, scientists, and other professionals are above these fanciful political issues is akin to suggesting that a mother doesn't consider her children to be the major priority. These people actually believe that they are saving the planet by establishing a world government. They are so convinced of their goal that they have partnered with the Chinese communists, who already command a controlling communist state, and are actively spreading and buying their influence worldwide. This is why you see the mainstream media, the Washington establishment, business leaders, the sports and entertainment industries, and even many in the medical and scientific professions, making excuses for the Chinese communists, ignoring their human rights violations, their massive use of fossil fuels, and their obvious attempts to bring more and more of the world under their domination. The Marxist socialist state being trumpeted by progressives is just a prelude to a one-world government, ultimately led by Chinese communist rulers. It is not too far-fetched to imagine a time in the not-too-distant future where there will be Chinese soldiers on every street corner in America. Sadly, many misguided Americans will welcome this intrusion, believing that the soldiers are keeping them safe. If the Democrats win the presidency and the control of both houses of Congress, this vision of America's future will become a reality. Patriotic Americans must be willing to fight for freedom, must believe that America and freedom and liberty are worth fighting for. The question is, do we still believe in the society that our founders created and millions have fought and died for? It's time to choose. The choice is between freedom and tyranny. Which will you choose? Thank you. This has been a Groundbreaking Productions production. Copyright 2021 by Brad Frager. Written, produced, and presented by Brad Frager with the editorial assistance of Barbara Foley.